More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease. According to the Alzheimer's Association, more than 71,000 Kentuckians aged 65 and older have been diagnosed with the disease. In Lexington, the Alzheimer's Association runs a social group designed for people with irreversible memory loss and their caregivers. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.
Welcome to the Memory Cafe, everybody. I'm April, and this is Kelly. And we put the Memory Cafe on every month, and we're so glad that you're here. And
that's April Stauffer, Community Outreach Coordinator at the Alzheimer's Association in Lexington. The association partners with the University of Kentucky's Sanders Brown Center on Aging to provide a monthly social engagement program for people who have memory loss, such as Alzheimer's disease, Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia, or other forms of dementia. Stauffer says the person with dementia comes along with the caregiver or family member, but it's not a respite program.
We're not here to give family members a break from caring for their loved one. We're here to provide an opportunity for them to be together, have an activity to do, and to socialize with other people in their same situation.
Yeah, I'm Bob, and I'm married to her.
On a Monday afternoon earlier this year, more than 15 people sitting at long brown tables chatted, laughed, and worked on crafts like painting tiles.
Here's your colors. You don't have to be good at it.
Kelly Parsons, family care coordinator with Sanders Brown Center on Aging, is guiding participants like Lexington resident Nancy Bailey as she swirls paint on a ceramic tile.
Let me have your hand. We're going to squeeze together, okay? This is a dauber. You got your thumb on it. There you go. Okay. And we're going to squeeze it together and see what happens. Awesome.
Parsons says this is a friendly environment. A painting activity like the one today, she says, is a simple task, but can bring a lot of joy and inspire confidence.
I think it's really important for people to stay social and stay active. It can be such an incredibly isolating diagnosis.
Jean and Nancy Bailey have been married almost 52 years. Nancy was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a few years ago. Jean says he doesn't remember how they found out about Memory Cafe, but they've been attending for almost 3 years.
But first time we came, we just had a good time. We enjoyed it. It's good to socialize and be with other people.
Bailey says they enjoy all the activities, which include trivia, musical performances, comedy films, and speakers. He's not a big fan of the exercising portion of the program, but he and Nancy join in with the others for the yoga anyway.
And as you inhale, lengthen through your spine, sitting as tall as you are.
April Stauffer says the program started in Europe around 1997, and in 2011, Sanders Brown Center on Aging brought it to Lexington. Stauffer says the full-time caregivers are already occupied with several tasks like personal care for their loved ones, and finding activities can be a challenge day after day.
It's hard to think of, oh, what are some activities that my loved one would want to do? And we take care of that for them for a couple of hours a month. Granted, it's not a lot, but it can be very meaningful for those families.
The Alzheimer's Association reports the number of Americans with Alzheimer's or other dementias will grow as the size and proportion of the U.S. population age 65 and older continue to increase. While programs like Memory Cafe are amazing for those living with Alzheimer's dementia and their families, Sanders Brown Family Coordinator Kelly Parsons says people always wonder what they can do to be proactive in fighting the disease.
The research has grown over the past 20 years so much. With each research study, we're getting closer and closer and closer to being able to find those interventions that change people's lives.
Parsons suggests a national study referred to as the Alzheimer's Prevention Trial, or APT, web study. She says it's funded by the National Institute on Aging and can be done at home. Anyone over age 50 who was never diagnosed with a memory or thinking impairment is eligible to participate in the study.
And what it is really just a card game. You sign up online and they send you an email about once every 3 months. Card games takes about 20 minutes to complete. It is a computerized cognitive assessment. So they just are kind of tracking your cognitive ability.
Parsons says if participants show a decline in cognitive ability, they'll be notified and asked to contact Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Meanwhile, Parsons says Memory Cafe is available to new participants after a brief screening. It's held at the Alzheimer's Association in Lexington the second Monday of the month. In Lexington, I'm Sherry Lawson.
Oh, no. No, that's good.